Triple M's Dead Set Legends podcast for Harvey Norman.
What a glorious day in sunny Melbourne. It is Masters Day. We'll give you the full scores. We'll be crossing to Brett Ogle shortly. We'll be keeping across that for the entire show. Brandon Kaufman, an American who has just signed with the Gold Coast. We'll have a chat with him. Matty Broadbent from the Port Adelaide Football Club. Rusty with All the Motorsport. And Andrew Ross, the man behind the new wave pool that is soon to hit Tullamarine. Can't wait for that. But bigger than all those guests, back for a second week, putting his hand up at this stage to try and replace the duck, is the big Fevalenko, Brendan Favola. Hello, Feb. Beautiful to see you again.
Oh, good to see you, Harry. This seat's getting very comfortable, mate. But throughout the week, I knew I was coming back on, so I thought, see if I can ring up a few mates that we both know, to see if I can get some dirt on you, just to bring up, just to shock you a little bit.
That's nice.
Talk about clean skin.
Nothing.
Nothing. 15 people I rang.
And what did they have to say?
I was on the rub last night, obviously on Triple M from 6 till 7.30. Not one of those blokes had anything. No, he's clean skin. No, got nothing.
It's funny. It's funny because I rang one bloke during the week to say, have you got a story or two for Fev? I've got enough for you to do the next 3 years of Dead Set Legends, my friend. The PG version, the AO version, the works. There's a lot coming up on the show. We'll keep you up on the Masters. It is Jordan Spieth leading. Jason Day is plus one, but Spieth is four over. So he's only five off the pace, Jason Day. So don't write him off. Next, though, we need to talk footy. Port Adelaide and Essendon. It was a tough night for the Bombers. Mark Howard, Brendan Favola, Dead Set Legends, Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for Harvey Norman, Mark Howard and Brendan Favola. Fev, the big story this week has been the West Indies winning the T20 World Championship in India. The champion video has gone absolutely everywhere. We've been trying all morning to get hold of, in the Caribbean, the West Indies T20 captain,
the
by
champion,
the name of Darren Sammy, the champion. Hopefully he is there now. Hello, Darren, are you there?
Howie, what's up?
It's Howie. Mate, wonderful, wonderful.
What's up, mate?
Oh, mate, what's up with you? I'm here with my co-host, Brendan Favola. Firstly from us, congratulations. You are the world T20 champions. How are you feeling, great man?
Thank you. Thank you, man. It feels amazing, man. It feels amazing. Out of this world. You know, and it's just what this team needed. You know, guys fighting for one cause.
You still there, Daz?
Oh, no!
Stand by. Reconnecting to Darren Sammy is what's going on with our phone at the moment.
Sorry about that. This connection is kind of poor, Howie.
It doesn't matter. Tell me, is the final over? You need 19 to win. Brathwaite is on strike. What are you thinking, Daz?
Three big hits. Three out of six balls have to disappear into the stands in order to win. That's what I'm thinking. And everybody is like, the first ball got to go for six. The first ball got to go for six. And then the first ball disappears over deep backwards square leg for six. You know, and the next one over long off or long on. And the next one disappears over. I was like, oh, yes, we win this, boys. This is the cup right there. This is the cup right there, man.
Now,
Dennis Ramdin, after the first six foot, we won it, man. He just ran onto the field. I was like, hey, calm down, boys, calm down. But we got this, you know. But it was just an amazing final. I said in the beginning, we had 15 match winners, and it showed throughout the tournament.
Where are you now? And tell us about your reception when you arrived back to your home island. We saw some of it online here in Australia. It looked extraordinary.
Mate, it was extraordinary, honestly. You know, upon arrival, myself and Johnson Charles, who's from St. Lucia, we got home on Tuesday, greeted by the Prime Minister at a little ceremony. The Prime Minister in the little ceremony shocked me, well, shocked St. Lucians by saying they've renamed the Bonchezou Cricket Ground after Darren Sammy. It's something I'm so honored and humbled at the same time to. You know, at 32 years old, a young kid from the community of Miku who just played cricket because he loved it, to have a stadium named after him is just out of this world. I never thought something like that would happen. So big kudos to the government. And then, coming from that ceremony, just coming outside of the airport, the amount of people that came to greet myself and Johnson Charles. It was, we had similar scenes like that in 2012, but this time around, it was just amazing. And then we had a motorcade, which was like 2 hours long or 3 hours long from the south of the island up to the north. And when we got to the city, man, oh my gosh, it's there that had people waiting for the champions.
Woo-hoo!
It was crazy. It was crazy, and it was so overwhelmed, man. I was so overwhelmed, you know, and just to see the amount of love, you know,
now,
shown by the people, you know, it was just amazing.
Now, Darren, it's Brendan Favola here, mate. With the win, it must have been amazing to share that T20 victory with your fellow teammates, but also the girls, the 2020, they knocked off our Aussies. What an amazing feeling to have both teams.
Look, it started in February back with the under-19s. You know, the under-19s played and nobody gave them a chance, but they came out and win. You know, they won that tournament and we were following closely. And that to me was inspiring. And in all our speeches, we said, guys, this is going to be the year for West Indies in world events. And I have a very good relationship with the ladies as well, women's team. And I always send positive messages, keep pushing them forward, you know. Me and Stephanie, every match I send her a voice note telling them, look, this cup is ours. They won't give it to us, but we got to go and take it. It's there for the taking. It's ours. Let's go and take what's ours.
Can you give us a rendition of the champions, mate?
We've been sitting here. We've heard this song. We've champion, seen you guys see it. Can you give us a bit of champion, Daz?
Champion.
Oh, well, you know I'm not a singer. According to Bravo, he's not a singer. He's an entertainer. You know, when I came home, there was a remix to the song as well, man. Somebody remixed the song.
Okay, Dwayne Bravo, you know, everybody... champion, yes. Champion, yes. Darren Sammy, yes. Champion.
Daz, listen,
is a champion.
You're all champions.
Everybody knows, say, 958, Bolt, a champion. Champion. you know how we are only now talking. I lost my voice from Sunday. It's only now recovering. From Sunday night, I had no voice, Awi. I was talking like I was whispering, you know, and the buzz in the Caribbean, it just shows, like, when West Indies is doing well, the buzz in the Caribbean, you know, the buzz around the world, because you know how when we're doing well, the flair we play with and the excitement and the entertainment, you know how it's just breathtaking, man. Your eyes got to be glued to that TV. You know, we make your heart rate race, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And, listen, yeah, Daz.
It was just amazing, man.
It's a true thrill that you picked up the phone. I know you're on the other side of the world and we were trying to get hold of you. Thank you so much for having a chat with us. You've got so many fans here with Australian cricket fans, fans of the Hobart Hurricanes, and everybody here, as soon as the Aussies were knocked out, we were just so happy to see the West Indies win. So, mate, have a wonderful, wonderful, safe time. Keep up the partying and we can't wait to see you back here in the Big Bash soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Red. Big up Hobart Hurricanes. You know, we Hodman and Damien Wright. Big up yourself down there. You know.
Champion. So.
Champions. Peace and love, Daz. Champions. Peace and love.
Yes, champion.
That's it for me.
Done.
Thanks to Darren Sammy. I think I'm happy and ready to retire this show.
You nailed it, Howies. You nailed it. How many Howies did he drop? He loves you.
He is in St. Lucia in the Caribbean. The technology that went into that and just the fact that that's why people love the West Indian cricketers, because what about the way he spoke, about the way they were received and the passion and just the excitement and joy just coming across in his voice?
Yeah, it's amazing, because they weren't actually going to play the tournament, but he dropped the Hobart Hurricanes, bit of Usain Bolt, Bravo, Chris Gayle, and they are the champions. It was brilliant.
Give me a bit more of the song.
The champion, champion.
Richard Harveston from Sports Bet next.
Champion,
Mark Howard, Brendan Favola.
I got the Howie. He's a champion. He's a champion.
The surfing continues at Margaret River. All the big names going through. Joel Parkinson and the light Mac Wilkinson went through yesterday. The only name not to go through round one, Kelly Slater. So he'll be in the final elimination in round two. Taj Burrow earlier on today announced his retirement. We'll try and grab him before midday. But Fev, you brought something to my attention this morning. This is a little bit of audio that you were enjoying, and I was looking over your shoulder, of LeBron James doing a trial day serving pizzas at one of his local sponsors, the local pizza venue
there.
Pizza
Pie, Pizza Pies.
At Pizza Pie, and someone, one of the customers, was confused as to who LeBron actually was.
You look very familiar. Very familiar.
It's first day on the job. Yeah, I'm learning. I'm shadowing.
Yeah.
Really tall shadow.
He looks like Dwayne.
Dwayne Wade? I get that a lot.
You can't confuse the world's most high-profile athlete with Dwayne Wade, Viv.
You can't. And LeBron's a lot taller than old Dwayne. And
he's about 9 foot tall. He's throwing pizzas around
massive.
The back.
And he's just like, he gets it all the time. That was off his Instagram account. So has there been any times that you've ever been mistaken for someone,
yeah,
Howie?
Occasionally I get, and this shatters me, occasionally I get mistaken for Hutto, which... leaves me a little bit flat because I'm
that's flattening.
6 foot two and he's 4 foot two. During the Big Bash, there was a photo of me circulating as a younger man that people seem to think I look like Gwyneth Paltrow, which wasn't exactly too good either.
Gwyneth Paltrow? But you look a bit like Ellen too.
Ellen, I get Ellen a bit.
You get
it? I get Ellen a bit. None of these are positives, to be honest.
Not really. Ellen's awesome.
What have you got for me? Surely well, you're a high-profile fev.
Yeah, I get a little bit of George.
George.
Clooney.
I'll give you
a
spell.
I got a few. No, I get a lot, especially when I went up to Brisbane and when I go to Sydney. I'm not really rapt about it either, but Willie Mason.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah. I can see Willie Mason. You've had instances where people have said, no, you are Willie Mason.
I sat down at a restaurant, we're having a few beers actually, we're at a pub, and this bloke sat across from the table and said, mate, can I get a photo with Willie? I said, mate, my name's not Willie. And he said, no, you have to be Willie Mason. And he Googled Willie Mason and said, mate, you're Willie Mason, this is you. And I Googled myself and said, no, this is me. And he goes, oh, I'm a Carlton supporter. And I'm like, yeah, Sydney bloke. This is ridiculous. And I think the boys early days used to call me Willie at Carlton. And then
it's the hair and the chin.
And we actually speak the same. And we actually met each other at a race day. And he was standing next to each other. He's a monster. So the name Willie stopped. But he also sounds like me a little bit when we do interviews. And my little girl Lulu, when I was three, she goes, Daddy's on the TV. It was Willie Mason. So it's not well. Who's that?
Yeah, that's the photo of me where apparently I look like Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't think we need to send that.
I reckon it's more like Alan. You reckon?
No, I do get that a bit. And I think this segment has well and truly run out of steam now. We'll speak after 11
flat,
o'clock
are you?
To Matty Broadbent from the Port Adelaide Footy Club. We'll replay some of the connection we made with Darren Sammy, the West Indies captain from St. Lucia. We'll get the Dead Set Legend of the Week. Have a look at the footy as well. Plenty to come. Mark Howe, Brendan Favola, a la Willie Mason on the Dead Set Legends on Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for Harvey Norman, Brendan Favola and Mark Howard. Port far too strong for the Bombers last night, 17-10, 112. The Essendon Footy Club, 7-9-51. It's a great treat to speak to from the Port Adelaide Footy Club this morning, Matty Broadbent. Hello, Matt.
G'day, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, fantastic to speak to you and great to hear you so up and about. Listen, it's been an interesting time for the footy club. Obviously, a couple of years ago, things went so well and last year you were questioned again and there was questions coming into the start of this season. A nice win for your footy club last night. Congratulations.
Thank you, yeah. I think back in, obviously, 2013 when Kenny first came to the club, we were sort of on that search to try and get some respect back. And we did that over a couple of years. And then obviously he's probably lost a bit over the last year or so and probably a bit last week as well. So, we're looking to sort of regain a bit of that back.
Matty, it's Fairview, mate. Congratulations on last night. I thought you were one of the best players out there. Is that one of your best performances you've put out in the park?
It wasn't too bad. I think as a team, we worked a lot.
Don't worry about the team, mate. Don't worry about the team. I'm talking about you. 27 touches. You had 12 in the first quarter. Pump yourself up. That's what the show's about.
Yeah, I'll still a lot of improvement to come, Fev. And we'll keep working to do that.
Now, we've been doing a few lookalikes here, mate. So, Ollie Wines, he's got a massive pill. Do you call him Ivan Drago off Rocky?
The big box head. He's going all right, big well. We had a pretty solid performance last night too.
I reckon the Sharon's bigger than his head, Howie. he's got a massive pill.
You've got some great players, obviously, in your side, and there's boys I really like watching, Matty. Robbie Gray last night, he was absolutely fantastic. Kipped a couple of goals, 30 touches. You've got a few of those excitement-type players. Obviously, Wingard's not there at the moment, but it must give you a spark when some of these boys really start to turn it on.
Yeah, and Robbie's really found his consistency through the midfield now and also dangerous forward. He's a bona fide star of the game and love going watching him go about his work. And obviously it'd be nice to get a few of our other players back like Chaddy Wingard and Hamish Hartlett from injury and hopefully that can happen in the next week or two.
Now, Matty, noticed last night you had the Chinese flag on your jumper. Your games are going back into China. I think we've got a little bit of audio of commentary going back to China from last night.
<音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音>
他这就是你所说的后卫球员，有时候他就是会出这种问题。黄过，给了格雷，格雷再晃一次，弹球射门，球进。From what I can gather, that was Broadbent is brilliant off the halfback. He's dominating, giving the three votes. What a wonderful thing for the footy club, mate.
Yeah, the footy club's obviously doing some great stuff off the field, and I'm not sure how much the Chinese would actually know what's going on in the game, but. I think it's great that we can expand the game and put our club out there.
I actually played a game in China, Howie, and we played Melbourne and Brisbane, Matty, and we kick a point and they cheer louder than when we did when we kick a point, mate, a goal. Now, on your back, with the Chinese, were there your names on the back of your jumper?
Yes, yeah, I believe so. I'm not really fluent in reading Mandarin, but I think that's what was on the Guernseys, yeah.
Put that one straight in the bag, mate, and don't give it back to the property steward.
I think it's fantastic. Now, Matty, we don't like to get too serious about footy on this show. Tell us a little bit about, something about that you get up to away from footy. It just keeps you entertained. What type of man are you?
I've been playing a bit of golf in my spare time lately. We've got a
handicap?
My handicap's still too high to reveal, but... we've got a bit of a comp going down at the club, so the boys are really into that at the moment, which is good fun.
There's something else they're into. What's going on with the Ned Kelly beards, mate?
Yeah, I think Hoff's always had the big beard, and I think Charlie coming across now, he's sort of added to that area.
Jackson Trengrove, he needs to get rid of that. He's actually a good-looking rooster.
Yeah, Jacko, I'm not sure what he's trying to do there with the shape of his, but he's trying to... stick to it. I'm not sure why.
Now, Matty, as we let you go, if you weren't an AFL football superstar and getting beamed live into China and 15 billion people, what would your life entail? What would you be doing?
I've got no idea, mate. Hopefully playing cricket for Australia, but that's probably a bit of a stretch too.
You like your cricket. Do you batter or a bowler? What type of skills do you bring to the table?
Bit of both, but neither really.
Now, you'd be familiar with the West Indies captain, Darren Sammy, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
What do you think the chances of us speaking to him live on this show?
I've got no idea. Well, you're going to have a crack, are you?
Well, we did it. After 10 o'clock. And you need to jump on the podcast later on today and listen to it as a cricket fan, because I think you'll enjoy it, Matty.
Brilliant.
You're brilliant, mate. We appreciate your time. It wasn't the world's most serious footy interview, but that's the way we like to roll on this show. Mate, best of luck to you and your footy club this season, and may Port get back to its hard-running, charging best.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good luck for the rest of the year,
Great to speak to Matty Broadbent. Haven't spoken to him before. He's up and about.
Yeah, he's up and about, mate. Loves his golf, loves his cricket. Didn't like your question about Darren Sammy. He's like, what's going on here? Which was perfect. I loved him.
He will be. You'll be hearing Darren Sammy. We'll get a bit of a replay of going that before midday next, though. A lot of people want your seat. A lot of people want to take over from the Duck on the Dead Set Legends. We've had applications from around the world. Going to play a few of those next and see where you think you stack up, big boy. Mark Howard, Brendan Favola on his L plates on the Dead Set Legends.
Howie, he's a legend.
Keep going, that'll help you. Triple M. Big news, and the Gold Coast Suns, they've just signed up a man all the way from the United States of America by the name of Brandon Kaufman. He joins us on the line now. Hello, Brando.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you going?
I'm doing good.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You've signed up on an international scholarship for the Gold Coast Suns. Congratulations. Tell us a little bit about where you've come from and what your experiences have been so far with AFL football.
It was really exciting signing with them. I started up in November, picked up a Sharon in November, and worked with Sean Clark from Kick Builders out in America for a couple months, and then came out here in January for a trial, and it went well. So then, they brought me back in March.
So you've only been here for 3 weeks, mate. Yeah, this is Brendan Favola here. I was probably one of the greats that's ever played the game. You wouldn't have read too much about me, but I was pretty bloody good. Now, you're playing with actually one of the greats, Gary Ablett. He's pretty similar to a LeBron James stature in the NBA. Has he given you that quote yet, Gaz? He loves to talk himself up.
Not him. No, everyone else has, though. No, I mean, just looking at film for the first time, he sticks out the same way, like a 6'9", 270-pounder. That dunking on everybody does in basketball, you immediately can find him on tape, and No, it's been good. It's been good meeting him, and he's available anytime for me to hopefully help me out.
He actually loves his basketball, Gaz. But what position are you going to play, mate? You're touted as a ruckman, a forward, backman?
Yeah, right now I'm starting out in the back. I'm sure at the earlier stages I'll play a couple positions. But
well, that's where you're going wrong already, mate. You got to be a forward. Forward. Yeah, the forwards get paid the big bucks, and you kick schnags.
Yeah.
You know what schnags are?
No.
They're goals. Sausages.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
It will be a steep learning curve. Tell us a little bit about your own athletic background, Brandon. You were involved with the Buffalo Bills in the NFL. Tell us a little bit about your previous exploits.
Yeah, it was. I went to Eastern Washington University and played on the Red Field, the Inferno. And I played football there and for 4 years. And then, yeah, got picked up by Buffalo after the draft and was there for a little over a year and a half. So from then on, I bounced around a little bit from team to team, and yeah, I just wound up doing this.
Now, mate, I'm a massive cheesehead. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, and I've been reading up, and your mentor, you're under the tutelage of Aaron Rodgers. What was that like?
My man Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, here on the Gold Coast, he has the same stature and throwing ability as him, I'd say.
I think, Fev, it's a different Aaron Rodgers to the Aaron Rodgers you're thinking about.
Oh, I'm thinking Aaron Rodgers is in, he's under the great man. I'm thinking, how good's this?
No, you're under.
No, yeah, everyone confuses him for that. I text him, the guy out here, I text him every Sunday and wish him good luck.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers, I love Green Bay. I'm a massive NFL fan, but anyway, don't worry about that question.
Now, Brandon, before we let you go, before you sat down to do this interview, had you heard in the past about Brendan Favola? Had you ever heard the man's name?
Yes.
I'm sure I've come across. I've heard everyone's been throwing names at me.
I want you to do a bit of YouTube work and have a look at some of his highlights, and then just have a look at the Herald Sun, the local paper, any time over the last 10 years.
Yeah, don't do that, mate.
I'm sure you'll see a bit of Fev. Hey, Brandon, best of luck, mate. It's a great thing you're doing. Hope it works out for you, and we'll touch base with you during the year, hopefully, to see how you're going with the Gold Coast Suns.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having me.
All the best, mate.
Aaron Rodgers, you're right. He's under the tutelage of mentors Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers is on the Gold Coast, and you were thinking of the great Green Bay Packer,
which
is an easy mistake.
It's an easy mistake because I love the Green Bay Packers and the big number 12, the quarterback, and I thought, geez, that's a good little thing to have, you know, look under him.
Do you like the internationals coming into the game?
Yes.
Good. Well, I think it's good. I think it's exposure. It's something
I don't really.
Why?
I just think that, you know, it's a little bit of publicity. I think the Irish guys, obviously, because they play a similar brand of, you know, the same sort of sport. But for someone that plays a lot of local footy, and I get around a little bit, and I see a lot of young kids and, you know, some absolute jets that are playing local footy that don't get a chance, it sort of bugs me a little bit because there's a lot of great talent out there in Victoria, all across Australia, that play suburban footy. And you know, just because they're not an internet, you know, just don't know. It's a tough one, but it's a
but
great
what
opportunity.
If he makes it? What if it's a la Mason Cox is trying to make his way through at the moment, or Eric Wallace or these guys? Good for the game.
Eric Wallace, yeah. It's a great opportunity for these guys to come over and you know, they're obviously great
Jason
athletes.
Jason Holmes has played for the
Holmesy,
Saints.
Holmesy, yeah. And he's a big ruckman.
He is.
Yeah, he goes all right.
He does.
But I just think that there's so many, and I think a lot of people out there listening would understand, they go watch local footy, and there's absolute jets running around. And just because they're the same size as someone else and they're just not quite good enough, they don't get that opportunity to go and play where the internationals can come over and they go bang, they get a scholarship, they're straight on a list and they develop them and they teach them and they're under the best coaching and the best physios and
Do you think
everything.
There's an equivalent Brendan Favola in America saying our punters don't get a go in the NFL because all those Aussie kids are coming over here?
Yeah, because they can't kick it. That's a difference. That's a bad comparison.
Next, we are talking lookalikes.
Come
Mark
on, Howie.
Howard, Brendan Favola, yes. If you haven't heard Darren Sammy, we'll play some more of it later before midday. Next, we're talking lookalikes. Mark Howard, Brendan Favola, Dead Set Legends, jump beyond. Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for Harvey Norman. A bit of wolf mother on a Saturday morning. Mark Howard and Brendan Favola with you. Now, Fev. There was a story that broke this week that has put an absolute smile on my face. Melbourne is getting a wave pool twice the size of the MCG. A mob called Urban Surf Melbourne are developing it outside Tullamarine on Airport Drive. $18.5 million investor. And the man in charge of the whole operation, and Fev, I can't tell you how excited I am about this.
I'm excited as well.
Is Andrew Ross. He joins us now. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Absolutely fantastic. Now, tell us, give us an outline of what we're going to see in Melbourne in 2 years, because for surfers out there, this is absolutely brilliant news.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're so excited to be announcing the development of Urban Surf Melbourne. It's the first wave garden surf lagoon to be developed in Australia, in fact, in the Southern Hemisphere. And for the 200,000 or so passionate surfers that live and work in the Melbourne area, I think we're going to be able to give them an experience which is just fantastic. It's going to be a 1.9 metre high, perfect rolling surfing wave, which runs for about a 32-second long ride. We also have other zones within the lagoon which provide intermediate waves and also beginner waves.
Now, Andrew, not just for the 200,000 surfers, but for people that don't like surfing for the sheer fact that I'm petrified of sharks, so I don't go out. I'm a pool person, so I don't go out in the ocean for that fact, because I know that I'd probably get eaten. But this just lights up my eye. I'm just going, how good is this? I can go. I love pool. I want to be a surfer because they're cool.
Correct.
And I want to catch a tube. I can go down there and not get eaten by a shark.
Absolutely, Brendan. Well, you're our target market, mate.
There we go. Well, I'll leave my number with you, mate. You want me to be an ambassador?
Hey, there's only one ambassador here in the studio, and it ain't you, buddy. Sorry,
mate,
Andrew.
How good is this?
Yeah, well, look, for beginners, it's absolutely ideal. All of those factors that you just outlined, the things that dissuade people from trying surfing, you know, fear of the guys in the big grey suits, which we worry about over here in WA quite a lot, the fact of getting hit by someone else's board or getting in the way or any of those sorts of things, all of those issues are resolved with our lagoons, and it's a very efficient, very easy way to learn. In fact, we guarantee that if you're not standing up and surfing by the end of the first hour lesson, we'll give you a free lesson.
Wow.
Fantastic.
I'll be doing that 30-second tube. Don't you worry about that.
Now, Andrew, obviously you've got a business plan and you've got it figured out, but can you give us some idea? There's obviously the setup they have in Dubai, which I've seen. Kelly Slater came out with that pool at the end of last year, which just the wave just blew people's minds. Have you got some type of business model? I'm a punter. I roll up. How much is it going to cost me to have a surf?
Yeah, for sure. Look, we're still to set the prices for each of the individual sessions, but there'll be different pricing for adults and kids, and also for off-peak times and peak times, and also for the different zones within the lagoons for the different size waves. But to give you a sort of a rough idea, we think off-peak for a kid surfing in the beginner wave, around about $20 an hour, and they'll get about 15 waves probably in that hour,
okay,
all the way up to about $50 or $60 an hour for an adult surfing under lights at night.
Ooh.
In the perfect big
under
wave
lights.
And getting sort of about a dozen waves in
point
an
break
hour.
Style.
So that was $50 bucks at night for 12 waves. Wow.
I don't think money matters, Howie, because at the end of the day, there's no sharks in there.
No,
so I'll pay anything to go for a surf, because I literally love surfing, but I can't surf because I'm so scared, and this is the alternative.
It's a fantastic thing. Comps, are we going to be having comps here as well, Andrew? Because obviously, you know, we're watching the WSL at the moment from Margaret River, where, by the way, Taj Burrows just announced his retirement. They have to have that 12-day period because you don't know if there's going to be waves, but you know, day in, day out, night in, night out, you're going to have waves. This is mind-blowing stuff.
Absolutely. We sort of liken it, you know, current surfing contests are very much like test cricket. You've got to sort of dig in and sit there for days and days. Whereas ours is going to be much more like 2020 Big Bash. So we can get through an a complete full professional contest in about 2.5 hours.
Wow.
The other thing as well, which is more exciting, I think, for me, is that at night times we're going to have amateur surf league contests. So
cool.
You two blokes, me and Taj, who's one of our mates, we'll have a team of four, and we'll compete against other teams of four in the lagoon. We'll each get 10 perfect waves. They'll get judged. We'll have a leaderboard, 12-week season, all that sort of stuff. And it'll be very much like an indoor cricket contest or indoor netball, but for surfers.
I'm
really excited about bringing that as well.
Howie's all over the 2020, so if you need an ambassador, I think he's putting his hand up, mate.
I am happy
in here.
I think Taj might have blown me out of the water just quietly, but Andrew, we're here ready to go. And you are first wave. When will it be surfed?
Well, mate, we're very hopeful that we'll be able to open pre-Christmas 2017.
Wow.
And be delighted to have you boys down there to help us launch the facility.
We'll be there every day that you require us, Andrew. Listen, good luck with it all. I think it's a fantastic project. It's near the airport. It'll bring people into Melbourne, which is wonderful. So congratulations. Keep us updated with what's going on, and we can't wait to get a wave there.
Terrific, guys. Thanks so much.
Great to speak to Andrew Ross, the Wave Park Group founder. Sounds like he's all over it.
He's all over us too. I think we're going to be getting down there catching a wave. Because I just said it before, but I want to surf, but I'm petrified to go out in the ocean. I don't even go out in the bay here.
I need to take you down to Bowen Head, send you out there.
I can't.
You'll probably be the first bloke to get attacked in 37 years.
But I will be going down there. I'll put my wetty on and I'll wax up my board and I'll catch a couple of lefties and righties and I'll sit in the tube. Don't you worry about that. Tube.
Anything to report? Caught my first tube today, sir. Next, we need to speak Masters. Mark Howard, Brendan Favola. That was Andrew Ross from the Wave Pool. Dead Set Legends. I love it. Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for Harvey Norman, Mark Howard and Brendan Favola. The Masters, always an extraordinary tournament, no more so this year because you can watch every round of it live, high definition on Fox Sports, with a dedicated Masters channel, which is you've been glued to. Now, for updates, before we get to Brett Ogle in Augusta, Jordan Spieth, +2 for the day. He is leading the tournament at -4. Rory, -1 for the day, -3 for the tournament. Jason Day is +1, and Adam Scott is +4. So it's still very open due to the fact that Spieth did lose a couple of shots today. One of our great favourites on this show is Brett Ogle, and he joins us. Hello, Bogle.
G'day, howdy, Sam. How you doing, boys?
Good, mate.
Wonderful to speak to you. Give us a summary of today's play. Spieth's +2 probably opens the field up a little bit.
Yeah, look, it was a really tough day over here. It blew hard today, and the scoring average over here at Augusta today was 75.2 for the field. Just four guys broke par today. That's it. That'll tell you how tough the world's best players, and only four of them broke par. It was a brutal day. So Jordan Spieth early on had it to 8-under Howie for the tournament, but he dropped four shots to come back, and as you said, leads by one from Rory McIlroy, and mate, it is set for world number two and world number three. A ding-dong battle tomorrow, round three.
With Jordan Spieth, mate, I think he led all the Augusta, the Masters last year from round one to the 72nd hole, and he's led the first two rounds. Is that the first time in history someone's led for six rounds?
Yeah, well, it is, because Jack Nicklaus, the last time that a defending champion led after round one was back in 1966, 50 years ago. Jack Nicklaus did it, but... Yep, as you say, Jordan Spieth, first one to do that for six straight rounds. So it's an incredible feat from a young 22-year-old. Mm.
Has he got a bit of tiger about him? Once he gets in front, very hard to mow down.
He seems to be like that. This is what Tiger was like early on in his career as well. I mean, he hasn't won yet, but the ones that like the US Open and the PGA and the Masters last year, I mean, the guy, once he gets a sniff, he tends to go on with it. Although he didn't quite finish off the PGA and the Open last year, but... Boy, when he gets around the lead, he sure knows how to put the pedal down and get across the line, that's for sure.
Jason Day obviously had that triple bogey, five off the lead. Coming into the weekend, five shots is five shots, Ogle, but as we've seen it so often, it can evaporate, it can change, still well and truly in the tournament, as is Adam Scott, eight back, but you never know on the weekend at Augusta.
Well, it's going to blow again tomorrow. It's going to be a similar breeze up around 20 to 25 mile an hour, so it's... I expect the conditions and the scoring to be very similar today. So Scotty's eight shots back, he needs probably a 69 or a 68 to get himself back in it. But there's no doubt about it that Jason Day, he's only five shots back, and mate, that can evaporate on the back nine here at Augusta very quickly, as we saw yesterday with Jason drop five shots in four holes yesterday. So anything can happen.
Now, Brett, what was your take on Ernie Happy Gilmore's owls?
Well... That's the thing that happened to him yesterday on the first green at six putt. That's what ruined my career. If I had the yips something fierce in 2002, I had to pull the pin. And I dare say that Ernie is not far away from retirement, because once you have those dreaded yips, mate, you cannot get rid of them. And they're getting worse and more. They're happening more and more in his game. So it's sad to see such a great guy and a major champion to boot.
Well, he's wound him up. That's it. Ernie's finished.
Well, as you say, though,
first
Bogle,
on Dead Set Legends.
He has been an absolute superstar. Listen, Ogle, we appreciate your time. You're over there in Augusta. We all wish we were with you. But fingers crossed for the Aussies. Made the tournament go well. As I said, it's absolutely great on Fox, where you got the dedicated Masters channel. We're loving it.
Yeah, 100%. And Fev, listen, well done, mate, for winning over in Africa. And you and Warnie owe me a couple of $100 each for all the votes that I put in.
Thanks, mate.
They're going to run a new series next year too. It's going to be on a celebrity Get Me to Augusta, which you will win, I'm sure.
Anyway,
Howie, see you, Fev. Have a good one.
Thanks, mate. Great. You've got some beautiful golf courses over there, Howie, in South Africa.
My word, they do.
I watch it 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. They always have the South African
Sun
golf
City.
On. Oh, it's beautiful. Sun City, stay down there. Beautiful spot. Now,
Fev the Duck. He's moved into Saturday afternoon football. There's obviously a replacement required there, so he stepped in there. So all of a sudden, we needed a replacement to fill the Duck shoes on Dead Set Legends. Jude Bolton had a couple of goes at it. Danny Frawley filled in once. He obviously can't do it. It was very good. Jude was very good. In the last couple of weeks, I've noticed you've come in here and done a wonderful, wonderful job.
I thought I had it.
Well,
not yet.
No, you're still filling in at this stage. Okay. It's like you're rookie listed. I'm
international.
Yeah, there's the possibility that you could get upgraded, but you're not the only one applying. Now, check out triplem.com.au and you'll see the Dead Set Legends video. We've had all sorts of people applying for the job. triplem.com.au. This is some of the competition you're up against.
I thought I was a Monty.
Not sure.
Ooh. Howie, Hamish Andy here.
Hey, Howie, it's only me.
Hey, Mick Fanning here. I heard there's spot going on Dead Set Legend.
Righto, Howie, Greeny here, mate. Heard the Duck's leaving.
Hey, Howie, it's Frosty.
Hi, Howie, Craig Lowndes here.
Mate, isn't it a bit weird that you've lost Wayne Carey as a co-host, but in the industry, we're referred to as half a Wayne Carey each?
Exactly, get the both of us. Can we replace him?
Why wouldn't you just get us in, since together we're worth one Wayne? I mean, everyone's saying it, let's do it.
Some of the names there that are trying to get this job, Kevin Peterson.
Yeah, don't worry, he's international. Can't do it.
Mick Fanning has taken time off surfing to, wasn't announced, but it was to attempt to join Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, he's a big name.
He is. Adam Gilchrist, Grant Denyer, Danny Green. Good luck taking him on. Will Anderson.
If Danny Green wants the job, he can have the job. Yes. Because I don't think you and I are going to stop him.
Well, and this is where it came up. You need to check it out, triplem.com.au. You bailed me up after the show last week. You pushed me in a corner. You used your physical advantages, of which there are plenty. And this is what you delivered me.
Mate, I've got the Duck covered. I need the job, mate.
I know, mate. Trying to sort things out, mate. Just hook me up. Just take it easy, mate.
What a touch physical on me.
Yeah, I was just trying to stamp a bit of authority. And at the end of the day, between 9 and 12 on a Saturday morning, I don't do a hell of a lot. And I thought, well, why wouldn't be able to come here and you know, do some radio gold with Howie?
Well,
he's a champion.
That, again, saying things like that is definitely going to help your cause. What else can you bring to the table? Last week, you brought Hugh Jackman to the table. And from what I can see, triplem.com.au, you can see that video now. It's had a million views on Facebook or the like. Everyone's saying go with Fev.
The listeners know.
Do they?
That's all you need to know.
Do they? Okay, I've got a couple of questions for you.
Here we go.
Will you reliably turn up each week?
Yeah, because I have football in it. I have football on Saturday, so.
Will you bring stuff to the table?
Mate, I could bring. I'm not. Is this my audition?
Yeah, well, partly. It sort of wasn't scripted, but that's where we're going.
Oh, my
now.
Friend, I can bring. I just bring this. That's it. I bring. It's been good. I brought Hugh.
You brought Hugh Jackman?
And little do people know that I actually brought Darren Sammy to the table.
You did not! You did not bring Darren Sammy to the table. All right, well, we've got your application in. Within the next week or two, we'll make a full-time appointment. But at this stage...
If Greeny's in, I jump.
If Danny Green wants in, Danny Green...
And Hamish and Andy everywhere. You don't want them in here.
Yeah, I do.
You do? Oh, it's not very nice.
Maybe it's four of us.
Harry was a champion.
Next, we need to speak about footy from the weekend, and then we'll hear a bit of the replay of Darren Sammy from St. Lucia. Mark Howard, Brendan Favola on his L plates, but going well. Might soon be upgraded to the P's. Good work, Febby. That's
the
it, Legends. Maybe.
Not even full license.
No, Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends for Harvey Norman, Mark Howard and Brendan Fowler. Fev, it's been a very big show. Thanks to Andrew Ross, the man that's putting the wave pool in at Tullamarine. Greg Rust, as always, with Motorsport. Brandon Kaufman, the new NFL trialist who is going to have a run for the Gold Coast Suns. Brett Ogle bringing us up to date on the Masters. If you haven't heard the Masters scores, Jordan Spieth with a +2 today. So he drops back to 4-under. Leads from Rory McIlroy, who had a 1-under for the day. He's 3-under in total after two rounds. Jason Day square with a card today. So he's +1, 5 shots back. Adam Scott got out to 6-over, brought it back to 4-over, so he's 8 shots back, but never out of it in the Masters with the weekend to come. All right, Fevy, time for the Dead Set Legend of the Week. What have you got for me?
Well, I don't like to, in your pocket, but you're the Dead Set Legend of the Week.
That's very kind of you.
You came in this morning and you're harping on about Darren Sammy, and, you know, he's the champion, World Cup champion. I've got him. He WhatsApped me. I've got him. I've WhatsApped him. We're going to call him. I was like, yeah, sure, mate. you know.
You didn't have much faith.
I didn't have much faith, and you brought him to the table. So you brought the champ beyond.
Well, we did
the Dead
have
Set Legends.
We did have frustrations. He was trying to WhatsApp me, and as I showed you, he comes up on WhatsApp, which is a messaging service, as
the Love Doctor.
That's his little hashtag.
And that was brilliant. And what perfect.
Well,
timing.
We tried to get hold of him, and we were having some problems. What about this? When we thought we'd lost him,
you know, and it's just what this team needed. You know, guys fighting for one cause.
You still there, Daz?
Oh, no.
Stand by. How flat were we when he disappeared somewhere into the St. Lucian hemisphere?
We were like a lead balloon, mate. we were that flat. But my Dead Set Legend, it would have to be you this morning.
Thanks, Bev.
Bringing that to the table.
I think I can top you by saying, no doubt, my Dead Set Legend is Darren Sammy. To give some of his time, as he said, it was the first time he'd been able to speak for a week, so he was absolutely fantastic. The surfing is going on at the moment, so check out that from Margaret River. Taj Burrow announcing his retirement today. So keep an eye out for how Taj goes. He threw to the third round. Kelly Slater will have to surf off in the second round. That wave pool.
We're ambassadors.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much...
Our wave pool.
Well, our wave pool, yes. It's you and me and we're the ambassadors for it. The boys from the Saturday Rub coming up now and the big game between Collingwood and the St Kilda Footy Club. Feb, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully, we'll see if you're back here next week or whether it's KP or...
Good luck with the call today, mate. I'm off to watch the mighty Deer Park Lions... First game this year.
And you're debuting next week.
Debuting next week. It's an away game, mate, this week. So going for four in a row.
They wanted to hold you back. All right. It's been great to have you on. The boys from the Saturday Rub coming up now. Whatever you do, have a wonderful weekend. And fingers crossed for the Aussies in the Masters. See you next week.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends podcast for Harvey Norman.